This is RSBNB Update, Episode 5, recorded July 10th, 2005. Hey everyone, Shane1208 here. I'm here with this week's episode of RSBNB Update, Fresh is Fresh. This week's topics are the typical topics of the RuneScape updates, RSBNB Matters, Tech News, and your guys' questions. Today I'll start with the RuneScape updates, including the first update of the week, which was the Magic Carpet Ride. This update allows people to travel in the desert much quicker than before. It's a magic carpet system. It's a useful system if you're one of the people who enjoys changing their spells between the conventional and ancient magic spells. So there's a plus for it right there. So what this does is it travels between all the major points in the desert, like the Bedouin camp, New Cities, the Pyramid, and the Shanty Pass. So this is an update I feel that we could have gone without this month, but in Desert Month, I think it would have been a welcome piece of new technology to the RuneScape world. It says on the RuneScape site that there are 7 routes that are available, so it's a diverse system. And they also changed the icon on the map for transportation, so maybe I'm thinking that this will be leading to some other form of transportation coming out soon, like those carts that are lying around everywhere. Next, we have the rogue armor changes. There was a bug fix put into place this week where you can't take rogue armor anywhere, where you couldn't take normal armor anywhere before, such as Entrena. So, fix that bug. And then this week also saw the update of the Chompy hunting changes, which allows you to now show a composite bow to Rance rather than just a normal ogre bow that you use during the big Chompy bird hunting quest. And now, back to the main news item of the Great Carpet Crash of 76. I'm just quoting here off the RuneScape site that says that the Grand Sultan of Alcara tragically died after he mistook a doormat for his racing rug and plummeted to his death when he jumped off an upper tower of the palace. And this led to concerned citizens demanding halt all carpet travel. But this was never written down as law. As we can see this week, the carpets are back and running. So, just a note for everybody here, make sure you don't step off any high buildings thinking that you're going to go somewhere on a magic carpet as it's probably just a floor rug there. Yes, I'll be sure to make a note of that also in real life, to not step off any high buildings on a carpet. In conclusion for this main RuneScape news, the desert travel update is an okay update. I'd rate that at about a 3 out of 5 for this week's update. It's just because it almost serves little purpose now, unless they're planning to do a second desert month later on, and it's also a good point because it'll allow me to change my spells faster if I wanted to go dueling or something along the lines of that. Also, for this week's news updates, is there's been a person successfully to gather all skills having the level of 99, which means a skill total of 1980 until farming comes out, which is good for him. I'm not going to mention the person's name because we don't do that on this show, but pretty sure everybody knows who that would be. It's enough of that now. And now for RSBNB Matters. This week there are 2 main items to discuss regarding RSBNB. The main item is that we launched the person, item, and monster databases from RuneHQ, our partner site. Thank you, Rune HQ. You can access these from the links bar on the top of the main website. And last night we also brought in two new moderators to our staff, Chrysala and King Kulla. Welcome, guys. Okay, now on to tech news. For first item is Longhorn beta pictures of what it might look like. The pictures on this website, I'll include the link to this in the notes for the show, show what it looks like. From what I can see on it right now, the pictures that it shows, that it looks like a nicer interface, but probably something that people could do with Windows XP if they wanted to. It just does transparencies more, and the interface looks a little bit more sleek. They've also redesigned most of the icons. Some, actually, they look kind of like icons that I've seen before in an icon pack from somewhere else. So, this is just a little bit of pictures for you guys to have a look at. Also shows that Internet Explorer 7 will have tabbed browsing, which is good. Second item for tech news is that phasers, like Star Trek kind of things, directed energy weapons, rather, will be available soon for the U.S. military. I found this on Yahoo News. It says that the weapons will have a broad spectrum that they can be used, whether or not they want to blind someone or absolutely kill them. It'll work with it'll work through the spectrum of EMR, which is the electromagnetic radiation, which allows you to vary the frequency and you get a different type of ray. Obviously, the higher the frequency, the more deadly the weapon will be. Next item for news is 100 gigabyte dual layer disk has been developed. This disk is something, it could basically be a hard drive replacement if somebody wanted that big of a disk. The disk was developed by Sharp of Japan and was a two-layered disk, consisting of course 50 gigs per disk. And the disk isn't compatible with the latest standards. So this disk is something that has not come out yet, or we probably won't be seeing any type of this soon in the marketplace. And now we have the RSBNB questions from you guys. First question is an audio question from Alex43.
What do you think will happen to the actual gameplay of RuneScape when Fermi comes out? Like, do you think the way we play this game or the actual aspect of the game would change in a way because of this new available skill? Like, for example, Slayer kind of changed many people's methods of training, and I don't really see a lot of people all at one monster nowadays. So how would you think farming will affect RuneScape and the way we play it?
That's a good question. As for that, I really don't think it'll change that much, but the way we get the vegetables, herbs, and trees might change, as there are different seeds, like the magic tree seed, or for a matter of that, all tree seeds, and also herb seeds and whatnot. So I think it would change in that way. That's probably a good way for it to change. The next question is from Dan, a moderator on our website. The question says, with Jagex announcing that player-owned houses will be released this year, what are your thoughts towards that? Well, player-owned houses are something that was promised a long time ago, so I think it's a promise that everybody will be happy to get. What you'll be able to do with your house and whatnot, I have no ideas about that, but it might be kind of neat if there was a way to kind of use it as like a secondary bank space or something like that. The next question says, what skill do you think needs the most improvement? If so, would you do to that skill? This is from King Kulla. Well, this is a tough question. They recently fixed runecrafting and made a use for fire making, so I'd have to say right now wood cutting, as in making it maybe more realistic, as in when you cut down a tree, maybe you get more than one log that can be, because the way it works now, you cut down a tree and then you use it for fletching and you only get one bow out of that. For some reason, when you cut down a normal tree, like take for example an evergreen, I don't think you'd only get one bow out of that. So perhaps if that could be made more realistic, maybe? Yeah. Next question says, do you think the requirement for legends should increase as more quests are coming out, hence making it easier to get 107 quest points? This is from Ultima Killers. Well, the answer to this one is no, because as the quest points get higher, there are more and more milestone quests coming along that are harder than legends. For example, Desert Treasure was the last one like this. Every few months, I feel that we need a quest like this, a tough quest like Legends, Heroes, Monkey Madness, Desert Treasure, to increase the hardness of the quests. Okay. The next question is, says, what do you think the latest quest in the Biohazard series due to come out this month will be like? Do you think it'll be, do you think it will be, have high requirements like its predecessor Regisword and a cool reward? Or do you think it'll be another lame quest? Well, as the quest in that series, the last two, Underground Pass and Regicide, have been hard quests, but the first two were not that hard. So, maybe it's time for them to tone it down a bit in that series. I don't know, the rewards from that series have been okay, I think. So, definitely, I think it'll probably be easier, and the rewards should be okay. That's from GCNFreak222. Then, here's our, here's another question here. It says, are the barrows commercially interesting because you have to buy sharks, prayer pots, or supersets and give away 100k, and for the result to get nothing? This question, I feel, as I do more and more of the barrows, they can be commercially profitable because you can get a good piece of armor that's worth quite a large sum of money. So I'd say yeah, it's worth it to spend that small amount. You'll get something eventually. Yeah. That question is from Gancha. We also have another question from Gancha. It says, the staff of Iben has a use limit, but does the limit go down when you use it in Castle Wars or the Duel Arena? Also, what about the crystal bow and shield and the Barrows equipment? Well, I'd assume that it would go down because you are using it against people using it for fighting. Just like you lose runes, arrows in the Duel Arena and Castle Wars, I'd assume this works the same. So, there's your answer to that question. That pretty much sums up the questions for this episode. For what's coming up this week, I'd assume that probably this week is the farming week, but I don't know yet. So we'll just have to wait and see until the update occurs this week. And I don't know when Pika will be back. He's away in California still. He has internet access, but he didn't bring his microphone. So he might be back for next week's show. And if he's not, I will be back with you guys again next week. That's it for this episode. Look out for this week's promo coming after we see this week's RuneScape update. That's all for today.